homestand continues tonight as they get their second shot at the Florida Panthers, and tonight's game is a solid opportunity to climb in the standings. To get it done, the Hawks must start fast, outwork Florida, and bring a full 60-minute effort to tonight's game. At center ice, Nuzzi Barra grabs the puck after it's been sent out there and drives it behind the Hawk net. Bounces around to Hahn. He'll put it around at the left wing side to Kubalik at center ice, who shoves it over the center ice circle. And then Nikita Zadorov was laying down at center ice.
Well, they're going to give him a tripping call. He fell down, and the Florida Panther player didn't see him, and he skated right over the top of him. And they're going to give him a tripping penalty.
Here's Kane moving into the left circle. Back pass to Boqvist, top of the left circle. Put it over top of the right circle to bring it to Kane, right boards. Now over to Boqvist, left circle. He shoots, and a kick save made by the goaltender, Bobrovsky. Then Kane follows up, shoots, and scores! Patrick Kane moving down the slot, found a loose puck after a pileup in the Panther crease, and he scoops it past Bobrovsky. It's a power play goal, and the Hawks have a 1-0 lead, and Bobrovsky protesting the call, looking for some kind of a goaltender interference call. Kane recovers along the right boards, outnumbered by a couple of Panthers. Put it out to the right point to Mitchell, who tried to fire the puck down the board. Deflects to center ice instead. Keith to Kane. Panther line to bring it over the line. He fires. They score! It was Pugh Suter, who came along down the right wing side. Took the carom off of Bobrovsky, off of the DeBrincat shot. And he had a wide open net, and he buried it. Pugh Suter scoring for the Hawks. And for Suter now, that's his 10th goal on the season. Gives the Hawks a 2-0 lead. Quick pass on the right wing to center ice. Strome had it, lost it. And Mustarinen buried with a body check from Carpenter. And now Weegar takes exception to Carpenter's hit, and they drop the mitts right in front of the penalty boxes. And Carpenter throwing some right hands, short ones, and then a couple of uppercuts, and then a bomb over the top of the right hand, and Weegar goes down. Carpenter, a native of Florida, taking on one of the Panthers. That's Weegar, who jumped to the defense of Lusterinen. Carpenter's hit on Lusterinen looked legit. I didn't find anything dirty about that hit, but it was a guy sticking up for his teammate there, and Carpenter and Weegar had a pretty spirited scrap. Keith is there. Quick pass up ice to the Panther line. Janmark put it in over the line. Strom to Kubalik in the slot. He snaps it on goal. Kicked out of there by Bobrovsky. And now Huberto takes the puck away. A 3-on-0 breakaway for the Panthers. Huberto put it across and then got it back and got away. A backhand and Lincoln scrambles across the crease to knock it wide with the glove. He lost his goal stick in the process, but he stops a 3-on-0 breakaway by the Florida Panthers. Wachari over the center ice circle. Panthers playing with six attackers and an empty net. Inestroza now finally corrals the loose puck at center ice. Flips it into the Hawk zone. Murphy took it away. Couldn't clear it up the right board. Loose puck at the Hawk line. Weegar lost the puck. Cam stripping it away. They battle out near the point. Hagel trying to reach in with a stick does. It came down to Wenberg, left wing corner to Inestroza there. To Weegar, left point with 1:30. Walks it into the deep slot. Gave it to Huberto. Top of the left circle. He shoots. Murphy blocked it. Hagel took the puck away. Sends it all the way down ice. He scores! An empty net goal for Brandon Hagel. It's the Hawks 3 and the Panthers no score with 1:24 left in period number 3. For Brandon Hagel, that's his 4th goal on the season. And all we have to do now is find out about something that we never mentioned when it's going on in regulation. 3-0 in favor of the Hawks. At the left point, Duclair. Put it into the high slot. Yandel to the right circle. Ekblad, he shoots, and it was stopped by Lankinen. And the puck leaked into the crease and taken out of there by Murphy. Clears it around. Camp will clear it all the way down. It hits the far corner boards with 4-3. Yandel will carry out with 2-1. That is it. Kevin Lankinen pitches a shutout tonight against the Panthers, stopping all 41 shots. He gets some goal support from his teammates Kane, Suter, and Hagel with the empty netter. The Hawks have won 2 in a row over the Panthers and pick up a couple of good, important points on some division rivals. And for the first time this season, the Florida Panthers have lost 3 straight games in regulation. Big win for the Hawks.